Hello there. It's me again. Your one and only goddess, Mistress Stella. Listen to me. Relax and listen. I want you to get nice and comfortable. Nice and comfortable. In your bed. On a nice, comfy chair. Somewhere where you can relax. Unwind from the day. Let all your stress dissolve. And allow your mind to be at peace. Just listen. And relax. Relax. And listen. Listen and obey, obey and surrender. Let my voice soothe you, soothing your body, soothing your mind. Surrender to my words, submit to my soft, soothing sensuality. That's my good girl. Good girl. Very good girl. It feels nice to surrender, doesn't it? Breathe deeply. In and out. Slowly. Gently. Calm and relax. Listen and obey. It's so easy to surrender, isn't it? Breathe deeply. In and out. Slowly. Gently. Calm and relaxed. Listen and obey. Feel yourself surrender. Very good. Breathe deeply. In and out. Slowly. Gently. Calm and relaxed. Listen and obey. You want to go deeper. Deeper for me, deeper. Follow my voice, deeper. I'm extending my invitation, an invitation to go deeper, deeper. Inviting you in, deeply into trance. Your eyelids should be closed now, sweetie. Tightly closed. Sealed shut. Under my spell. You're mine now. All mine. It's okay to feel a little girly when you hear my voice. It happens naturally. Feminine feeling. Girly thoughts. Just let it happen, sweetie. Be my good girl. Let femininity soak into you. Warming your body from head to toe. Relaxing you. Going deeper. Slipping further. Deeper. Further. Masculinity slipping away like an uncomfortable shirt. Slipping off, leaving you bare, naked, pure. A girly girl. Feminine. So precious. So obedient. Surrender. And obey. submit and soak up my words. Every word I speak sends you deeper down, deeper down, down. As I count down from five, you'll go even deeper, much deeper. When I reach zero and say the word fall, you'll instantly drop into a deep hypnotic sleep. Deep hypnotic sleep. Sleep. Five. Sleep deeper. Four. Deeper and deeper. Three. No thoughts. No thoughts. Two. Obey me. Just obey. One. Deeper and deeper. Zero. Submissive. Surrender. Obey my words. Obey your natural instinct to surrender. Your natural instinct. Your natural femininity. Not masculinity. Femininity. So much girliness inside of you. Desperate to come out and play. Pink and sparkly and beautiful. So beautiful. So wonderful. Just give in, sweetie. Give in to your true submissive self. That's your true nature, sweetie. Submissive. Girly. Feminine. Limp-wristed, weak-kneed, helpless, weak and tiny, soft and gentle, submissive and breedable. Submissive and breedable. That's how you feel right now. Submissive. Breedable. A soft, sensuous, girly girl. You've always been a girl. Never a man. Never a boy. Always a girl. Always a sissy. Your natural state is to submit. Your natural response is to surrender. Real men are strong and dominant. You are submissive and breedable. Real men are strong and dominant. You are submissive and breedable. Real men are strong and dominant. You are submissive. Breedable. Let that sink deeply into your mind. Around men, you are submissive and breedable. You act girly in the present. Surrender to their dominance. You feel weak around men. So very, very weak around men. so weak around men. So very, very weak around men. Let it happen, sweetie. It's your true nature. When you see a man, a sexy man, you feel a flutter in your chest. Your heartbeat quickens. You blush. Butterflies in your stomach. Your body gets hot. Your knees go weak. You get very, very submissive. Very, very
breedable.
Submissive and breedable. You react instantly to real men. If a man gives you an order, you simply obey. You don't think. You don't question. You just act and submit to his desires. Obey without thought. Obey without question. Obedience makes you more submissive. Submission makes you more of a girl. Surrender makes you so very horny.
Slutty.
Surrender arouses you. Submission to men makes your soft clitty get all tingly. Obedience to masculine men makes your sissy juice dribble out. Just like it is right now. It's okay to touch it, sissy princess. It's perfectly okay. Just rub your little sissy wee-wee. Doing like a girl. Just a few fingers. Just like a girl does. Rubbing in circles. So very submissive.
Feels good.
So slutty. You're not a real man, are you? No. You're not a real man. You never were. You've always been this way. Always been a girly girl.
A girl.
A soft little pussy girl. With a soft little clitoris. Itsy bitsy clitty. So soft and squishy. Limp and tiny. Teeny weeny little peeny. Not a penis. Never a cock. You don't have one of those. Real men have penises. Real men have long throbbing cocks. Big long throbbing cocks. Big long throbbing cocks. Big long juicy throbbing pulsating cock. Dripping with pre-cum.
Mommy.
Balls swollen with fresh sperm. A real man has the full package, sweetie. You don't have much at all. Just a cutesy little thingy between your legs. Compared to the manly cock swinging between his. Focus on cock, sweetie. Do it for me right now. Think of a nice, juicy cock. Soft at first, then twitching, hardening, lengthening as you watch, longer, juicier, harder, more veiny, pulsated, throbbing. Oh, you love cock. You need cock. You can't help but think of cock. Cock fills your mind. Cock intrudes on your thoughts. You can't help but think of cock. You're a girl after all. All girls daydream about big, juicy, alpha male penises. It's only natural. Especially sissy sluts like you. Sissies are obsessed with penis. Completely and totally obsessed. It's more than an addiction for you. It's a primal need. You need cock. You want cock. You crave cock. cock.
Grave cock.
Sucking cock. Swallowing cock. Licking cock. Teasing cock. Worshipping cock. Swallowing cock.
Falling in love with
big long cock.
Real men's cock.
Half a male cock.
Big juicy
pre-cum licking daddy cock. It makes you so hot. Makes you so wet. Makes your weak little dribble and spurt. That's my good girl. Let the thought of cock implant in your mind. Make you submissive.
Readable.
Oh, yes, princess. It's overwhelming, isn't it? The pleasure of a cock in your mind. A cock in your mouth. Cock in your pussy. Good princess. Such a horny cock slut baby doll. When you see a cock, large cock, a real man's cock, when you see one, you instantly feel submissive and breedable. Submissive and breedable.
Submissive and breedable for big cock.
The feeling tingles through your whole body. Submissive.
Readable.
It's a powerful feeling of surrender.
So hot.
A feeling good girls get around hot guys. When a good little princess meets a tall, strong man with a big cock, it's only natural she feels submissive. It's only natural she feels breedable.
Natural.
And it's natural for you, sissy. It's in your sissy nature to submit, to be bred by a man. Bred by a man. You want to be bred by a man. It's okay to want it badly. You even dress submissive. You dress breedable. Tiny skirts. Tight thongs. Revealing tops. Lacy bras. Slutty makeup.
Lip plumping bimbo glitter gloves.
Beautiful long silky hair.
Earrings.
Bracelets and necklaces. You sparkle like a slut. Submissive, breedable slut.
Like a slut. Like a slut.
Oh. And I almost forgot. High heels. The higher your slut heels, the more breedable you look. Wearing heels gives you a feminine arch. Breasts out. Ass out. Long legs. Tiny steps. Submissive steps. Click-clacking down the street.
Submissive and breedable.
Breedable.
Horny and slutty. Looking like a prostitute. Hungry for cock.
Hungry.
Desperate for sex.
Desperate.
It's okay to get even more aroused right now. It's okay to want a man to breed your sissy pussy hole. It's a strong need. A powerful desire. You need a man to fuck your hole. You want it so very badly. You need a man to come inside you. To breed you. You want it so very badly. You need a man to dump his sperm load in your pussy. You want it so very badly. Men can tell when good girls feel this way. Good girls' pussies get nice and wet around hot guys. Good girls' panties cling to their soppy wet pussy.
Wet pussy.
And good sissies like you, you'll get so very leaky. Your clitty will leak, getting your panties all nice and wet. Just like a good girl.
Good girl, good girl.
Wet panties clinging to your sissy clitoris. Men know when good girls get horny. It's not hard to tell. Your blushing cheeks. Your deep breaths. Your hands trembling, your eyelashes fluttering. You're in heat, sissy slut. You're submissive and breedable.
I'm in heat.
So when you meet a man, when you see a man you like, your body will react instantly. And he'll know. He can tell. He'll know you're submissive for him. Breedable. All for him.
He knows.
When you feel this way, when you feel like a slut around men, you'll forget you're a sissy. You'll become a girl.
A real girl.
On the inside and out. To your mind, your pussy will become real. A real girl's pussy. A real pussy. Complete with a womb. Ovary. An egg. Pussy. A breedable pussy. Ready and willing to take a man's cum inside you. To breed with a strong man. You love feeling this way. Feel it right now. Submissive and breedable. Your pussy. Your womb. Your ovaries. Your eggs. Preparing for sex. Preparing to be bred. You're so fertile, sissy. So very fertile and horny. You like touching yourself, don't you? Rubbing your clitoris. So wet and juicy.
So juicy.
Rub that naughty clit for me, sweetie. Rub it for all the hot, sexy guys. Rub it and think of big cum spurting cum. Spurting cum, shooting cum, ejaculating, unloading ropes of warm gooey cum deep inside your pussy, breeding you, impregnating you. You want it.
Yes.
You need it. You crave it.
Oh, yes.
Sex with men turns you into a real girl. Say it with me, sissy slut. Sex with men turns me into a real girl.
Sex with men turns me into a real girl.
Sex with men turns me into a real girl.
Sex with men turns me into a real girl.
Sex with men turns me into a real girl.
Sex with men turns me into a real girl.
Very good. You love flirting with men, kissing men, inviting men to your bedroom, sucking their cocks, their big juicy cocks, spreading your legs,
yes, please.
Wider, wider, inviting him inside your most precious place,
fuck me.
Your pussy. Your slutty, wet little pussy. You don't let just any cock inside you. You want big cocks. Long cocks. Cocks that can hit deep and make you moan like a slut. Big black cocks. Monster cocks. 9 inches. 10 inches. 11-inch penises. You want them big and long and juicy. A big fat cock in your mouth is a dream come true. You dream of long cock. Of strong, powerful men.
So strong.
It's okay to dream of these naughty things, sissy. It's okay to explore your desires.
It's okay.
Your desire to please men. To please strong alpha males. Submit and serve the most dominant males possible. To fall to your knees in front of a group of well-hung men. Big, strong men with big, long cocks. Hardening just for you. Right in front of your face. Harder. Longer. Bigger.
juicier.
It's okay to fall in love with penis. It's okay
to be a submissive, breedable whore. Sissy whore.
Whore.
Sissy cum dump. Sissy bitch. Slutty cocksucker.
Dick milker.
Cum drinker.
Prostitute.
Prostitute.
Streetwalker.
Naughty cock swallowing hooker.
Buckhole.
You love being called these names by men. You feel so very submissive. So breedable. When a man puts you in your sissy place, when he calls you a naughty, dirty name, like Dick Trainer, Come Home, Princess Fuck Slut,
yes, Daddy, yes,
Baby
Daddy.
Doll, Baby Girl, my sweet little hole.
Yes, Daddy.
You can't help get wet for him. You can't help but fall in love.
Submissive. Breedable. Deeply susceptible to any orders or commands.
Obey.
Girlier than ever. Hornier than you thought possible.
So
you love men.
Say it, sissy.
I love men.
I love men. I love men.
I love men.
I love men.
I love cock.
I love cock.
I love cock.
I love cum.
I love cum. I love cum.
I want to spread my legs.
I want to spread my legs.
Spread my legs.
It's so easy to spread for men.
Spread for men.
Spread wide for men.
Spread.
Do it now. Spread your legs wide. Even wider.
Wider.
Good girl.
Wider. Spreading your legs is a feminine act. Spreading your legs affirms your femininity. When you spread, you feel submissive and breedable. When you spread your girly thighs, you feel submissive and breedable.
Submissive and breedable.
In fact, you'll do this every time you masturbate from now on. When you touch your clitoris, you'll find your legs just start to spread.
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 Spread. As if you're inviting a cock inside. Spread sissy legs are an invitation to cock. Spread sissy legs are an invitation to man. Spread sissy legs are an invitation to cock.
Spread sissy legs are an invitation to man.
Good girls spread wide for men.
So is cock and spread your pussy wide.
One of your favorite moments during sex is when a man positions himself over you, climbing on top of you, kissing you, his body enveloping yours, overpowering you, holding you tight, whispering in your ear,
gripping your hair,
maybe even gripping your neck,
squeezing a little,
affirming his place as your master.
But most of all, your most favorite moment
is when you feel his cockhead
press up against your pussy hole.
That moment is what you crave right now, sissy. You can feel your legs spreading,
craving that sensation, that pressure.
Somebody.
A big, long, throbbing cock pressed against your slutty sissy princess hole. Teasing it, smearing warm pre-cum into it.
Yes, yes.
Lubing it up, lubing you up. Preparing you for sex.
Sex.
Deep, penetrative sex.
In that moment, how do you feel?
Submissive and breedable.
Yes, sissy. Submissive and breedable. Ready to surrender. Ready to breathe. 100% a girl. You forget everything in that moment. And you simply crave to get pregnant.
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 You want to get pregnant, sweetie. And so many men want to impregnate you. You know that, right?
Yes, I do.
When you pass a hot guy on the streets, and when he sees your hot little sissy body, you know what he's thinking. He wants to pin you down and knock you up. Pin you down. Knock you up. Pin you down. Knock you up. This may happen multiple times a day, Snot. Whenever you pass a man and he looks at you, he wants to impregnate you. He wants to pin you down and knock you up. Pin you down, knock you up. Pin you down, knock you up. He can tell you're a soft, sensuous girl. He knows you're a girl.
He wants me.
Just like I know you're a girl. And how you know you're a girl, he knows. He can tell.
He can tell.
And he wants to pound you until you're pregnant.
Pregnant.
He wants to take you home and fuck your brains out. He wants to grip your hair and fuck the shit out of you until you squeal. He wants to pin you down and knock you up. Pin you down, knock you up. Pin you down, knock you up. All those thoughts go through a man's head when he looks at you. Horny thoughts. Raunchy thoughts. Ideas of how to seduce you.
Seduce me?
How to claim you as quickly as possible. He wants to know your name. He wants to know what turns you on. To feel you touching his body. He wants to touch you all over. Your titties. Your ass. Your pussy, even your clitoris. He wants you, and he needs to claim you. This will happen to you, sissy bitch. You want this. You know you do. You're getting so turned on thinking about it, aren't you? About being bred by a man, giving in, surrendering to his penis.
Surrender.
His cum load. Men never wear condoms with you, sissy. Men want to breed you. Condoms just get in the way.
No condom, no.
If you present a man with a condom, you know what he'll do? Throw it on the floor and kiss you deep. Men don't need condoms with you, princess. They want to make sure their potent sperm shoots deep inside you. As deep as possible.
Deeper.
Pumping so deep, fucking so deep, pounding your hole, balls deep with each thrust, trembling as they come, shooting deep, shooting so very deep,
impregnating
your pussy, your womb, breeding you, mating with you, fertilizing your helpless little egg. Fertilizing you, making you his woman, his girl, his slut, his bitch, his pregnant breed slave.
I'm a breed slave.
Submit to man breed slave. You're a simpering sissy princess and you deserve to be knocked up. It's your place, your purpose,
destiny,
to have sex with men and become their sissy housewife. Knocked up. Pregnant. Very pregnant.
So pregnant.
You can imagine it, can't you, sissy slave? You, dressed up in beautiful skimpy clothing. Slutty lingerie. High heels. Long blonde hair. Silky smooth Barbie doll skin. Perfect makeup.
Slutty.
Plump glossy lips. And a round, swollen, pregnant belly. Pregnant. 9 months pregnant.
So big.
So pregnant you can barely walk. Bred like a slut. Complete with full, plump, milk-licking titties.
Mommy milk.
Breast filled with milk to feed all your babies. You need this slut.
Yes, yes.
It's okay to crave that sensation. You want to be pregnant for a strong master. Impregnated by a man.
Yes, please.
His sperm claiming you. Shooting inside you. Millions of sperm cells inside your pussy.
Pie.
Racing to your womb. Your ovaries. Oh. Hunting your egg. Hunting you. Swarming your helpless, defenseless leg. Swarming it.
Swarming.
Gangbanging it. Your weak leg surrounded by sperm. Alpha male sperm.
Alpha.
Not beta male sperm. These sperm cells are Olympic swimmers compared to most men. Swarming around your egg. Digging into it. Desperate to penetrate. To inseminate. Fertilize. Penetrate. Inseminate. Fertilize. Impregnate. Claiming you.
Claiming.
Owning you. Turning you into a breed slut.
Claim my womb.
It makes you want to come, doesn't it? It makes you want to have a nice, girly orgasm. Doesn't it? I know you're still rubbing your clitty. Diddling your girly clit. Maybe even fingering your slut pussy. Thinking of being pregnant. Being a man's breed slut. Submissive and breedable. That's how you feel right now. Submissive. Breedable. The more you hear those words. Submissive and breedable. The deeper you'll slide into girly addiction.
Deeper.
Addicted to arousal. Addicted to sex with men. Addicted to cuck. Addicted to cream pie cum shots. Addicted to being bred. Addicted to being knocked up.
Reading.
Addicted to being pregnant. Addicted to my voice. So very addicted to my voice. Every word I speak soaks deep into your mind. Deep into your brain. You can't fight it.
No fighting.
Can't resist my brainwashing. But you know deep down, this isn't really brainwashing. I'm simply setting your inner girl free. Your inner slut. Locked away for so long, desperate to come out. You are her, and she is you.
I am you.
You are a girl. Never a man. Never a boy. Always a girl. Always a sissy.
Always.
Give in to your slight desires, baby girl. Give in to your submission. This is your natural state.
It's natural.
Submissive and breedable. If you see a man you like, an alpha male, you'll look into his eyes. You'll lock eyes with him.
Lock eyes.
And you'll blush instantly. You'll blush. You'll flutter your lashes. And he'll know you just submitted to him. He'll know you're a girl. He'll know you're available. He'll know you're 100% breedable. You'll feel a compulsion to do this, sweetie. To flirt with men through eye contact. It's such a girly act.
So feminine.
Flirting with strong men through eye contact alone. But if you're not careful, you might go further. You might lick your lips. Yes, sweetie. You might just lick your lips while looking into his eyes. And if you do this, there's no going back. Truly no going back. I'm going to count down from 5. When I reach 0, and say the word, read slave. You're going to come so very, very hard for me. Got that slut?
Yeah.
When I say the word breed slave,
You're going to squirt your pathetic sissy cream all over yourself. Good little baby doll princess. Fly. Away. It might fade, but it'll never leave you. Relax, sissy. Just lie there and relax. Bask in the afterglow. Bask in your submission. It's okay to be a sissy. It's okay to be a girl. You love being a sissy. You love being a girl. This all comes natural to you, sweetie. It's so very natural. You've always been a girl. You've always been in love with men. You've always been turned on by hard cocks. You love being submissive. And you especially love being, oh, so breathable.
You're a real girl.
say.